Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the P1 podcast with Matt and Tommy live from Monaco. What the hell are we doing?
I don't know. I feel very out of place, but you know how much I love Monaco. To be here, it's unbelievable.
Now, this is just an audio podcast, so I don't know, one, why you waved down the camera, and two, I am in a dressing gown, so it's definitely not going on video, although, to be fair, could release some sort of premium service. Anyway, we are here for the Monaco GP weekend, and it is, I've not really stopped smiling since we got here, although, to be fair, when we arrived in the airport in Nice, it was absolutely pissing it down, wasn't it?
It was. We feel like we're bringing the British weather everywhere we go, but yeah, it's nice and sunny now, and we've got the most outrageous view, which we'll post on our social media, from our hotel rooms. It couldn't look any more Monaco. I keep having to pinch myself that I'm here.
I don't feel at all in place. I feel like I should just be in Asda right now. You know what I mean? Just doing my weekly shopping or something. But we're here in Monaco, and to be fair, this is just a bonus podcast, right? We thought we'd try something a little bit different. We'd just give you a bit of an insight into our travels. We have a few things, to be fair, to talk about, but in general, it's just a bit of fun, bit of bonus content. There might well be some beats playing outside that might well feature in this audio podcast. Sorry in advance. But to be fair, yesterday, I know you were the same, Tommy. We were trying to prepare for what people look like in Monaco in terms of how they dress. And we both did a massive haul, didn't we, to try and not look like complete outsiders.
And there's the music, if you can hear it. But yeah, we were just panic buying smart clothes because me and you have just, well, we do our podcasts inside. Pretty much since COVID, I think I rarely venture outside. But this is quite the trip.
So I've never on any holiday ever taken more than 3 pairs of shoes. I brought 7 and we're here for 4 days. It's because, not because I'm like, I'm so bougie now. It's more I don't have a clue what people are going to be wearing.
Yeah.
Like for one of the dress codes for an event we're doing in a few days is timeless elegance. What is that as a dress code, please?
I Googled it and I still couldn't work it out.
And we need to speak to this DJ outside that's clearly playing some serious bass right now. Hopefully it's not affecting your listening pleasure here, but we can't do much about that apart from maybe sticking our head out the window and screaming at him. But look, it's nice little ambient music, to be honest.
It feels like the Monaco vibes. And actually, one crazy thing that I need to mention, I did actually put it on my Twitter, is when we were getting our cab from Nice to the circuit, where our hotel is kind of like the other side of the track. So we kind of had to drive past the track and we're constantly looking out the window. And obviously because we could hear Formula 3 practice, was it?
Yeah.
Going on. So you could hear the cars. And I went on Google to see how far we were away from the hotel. And it suggested that we take the track and go round the Lowe's hairpin to get to our hotel, which I don't think we'd have been invited
back. Can you imagine the scenes if you just saw on F3 practice a transfer vehicle with me and your head sticking out the car just sending a dive bomb into the hairpin? That would have made some memes for sure.
It would. I mean, this is our first kind of P1 going to a Grand Prix venture, and I kind of want to make sure we can do it again and don't get banned from ever coming back.
And this is the closest to what I did say previously about being on a yacht with Charles Leclerc.
It's about as close as we're probably going to get, maybe.
ever.
So we had to take this.
And you're here as well. I was always saying that, I would abandon you if this opportunity came up, but we're both here in Monaco, and the DJ seems to be turning up the music even more. Clearly knows he's going to be on the P1 with Matt and Tommy podcast.
He was. I hope this music isn't copyright strikeable.
Hopefully not. It just sounds like a bass line, to be honest with you. One thing I wanted to mention, Formula One related now, because okay. You know, people are tuning in probably not to just hear about me wearing a dressing gown right now, is that Fred Vasseur said that they haven't offered a contract to Hamilton. Have you seen that?
Oh, no.
No,
I didn't.
Because we've been travelling, but I saw that pop up on my screen. So Ferrari trying to squash the rumours before they... before they get out of hand. They've got out of hand.
They've got out of hand, and I can already imagine that Sky will be speaking about nothing other than Hamilton going to Ferrari the entire weekend. But, look, I still can't imagine it happening. I'd love to see it, not at the expense of either of the two Ferrari drivers, but just in a crazy scenario. We love the crazy driver move, don't we? And just imagine Hamilton in a Ferrari. It would be...
Well, the
wild.
Musical chairs that would also produce as well,
yeah,
would be outrageous. But we're not going to get into that because they've squashed it. So for now, to be fair, Formula One teams and Formula One bosses and personnel squash lots of things that may actually turn out to be true as well. So, but they've said no contract for Hamilton, so we will see how that one unfolds. Speaking of Hamilton, Mercedes, they've brought some chunky boys with them, some side pods.
They have side pods. Whether that means they're suddenly now good, who knows? But they've obviously got a whole new package. I reckon they've quickly done it after I said that Hamilton would be the biggest flop around Monaco, and they've gone, quick, boys, get the upgrades.
They've pressed the panic button. Tom Bellingham's predicted us as biggest flop. Hamilton needs to win.
Yeah, I've changed my mind. Hamilton to win.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it. So, yes, that will be interesting to see. I don't, as much as Mercedes fans probably listening are hoping for a miracle that they're going to rock up and be unbelievably quick, it's not going to be a set in stone thing that they will even improve, right?
No, I can't imagine this could age badly, but I can't imagine they're just going to bolt on some side pods and suddenly they're quicker than Red Bull. That would be crazy, but they are Mercedes, although we've been saying that for the last like year and a half, like, they're Mercedes, it's fine, they'll be back. And still only won one race in the new era.
See how Team LH digest that one as well, Tommy.
Stop throwing me under the bus.
You threw yourself under the bus, my friend. But no, it's going to be fascinating to see because if Mercedes do rock up and they're unbelievable, one, it's not going to translate to the whole season because Monaco is a very specific, unique track. It is the most downforce you'll see on the cars the entire year just purely because they don't need straight line speed. So it's not necessarily that if a Hamilton or a Russell actually wins that they are necessarily going to be the quickest car throughout the season. But what a step forward it would be. And we might actually get some excitement in this championship that isn't just the two Red Bull drivers.
Maybe. I personally think we've also got Aston Martin upgrades coming. Fernando is hyping himself more than he's ever done, I think. He is being his own hype man. Dropping like the date on Twitter, all sorts of things. Please say that's not.
Hello? Sorry. Can I help?
this kind of stuff always happens to us. They're trying to clean the room.
Why is someone coming in our room? At what time is it? It's like.
Quarter to four. They're trying to clean the room, but we've literally just arrived.
I'm sorry, but how dodgy was that going to look? There's a tripod facing both you and me. I'm in a hotel dressing gown. This could only happen. Like, this is my worst nightmare when someone knocks on my door in a hotel room. I'm like, why? Are
the
you coming
anxiety.
In? What's
yeah.
going on? I've just checked in. What could possibly be going on that she needs to check?
We promise we're not filming something bad.
Someone's seen the tripod through a window and gone, I think they're filming something funny. But we're going to leave all of that in because I think that you'll enjoy that.
This is what people want, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage,
Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We've got an unbelievable few days ahead. We are going to continue to do podcasts throughout the week. We're going to keep you with that content. You know what I mean? There might be a little bit of inebriation at points during these podcasts, because one, it is a, you know, we are doing a bit of work, but two, we are also here to kind of pat ourselves on the back a little bit.
This is our treat of, oh, go on then, we'll do it if we must.
Let me check my schedule.
Do you want to go to Monaco? Yes. And I still can't believe I'm here. It feels surreal, and we've not even got to like the track yet or any of the F1 stuff, and even just being here is just crazy.
I really loved actually the driver actually getting lost, because it meant we sort of drove around all where all the Formula One fans are walking around. There's loads of stores, and you could just feel the atmosphere and the vibes. You can hear the Formula 3 cars going around despite not actually really being able to see them. But then there'd be points where you'd be driving around a random road, and then you'll see the tiniest of gaps through buildings, and then you'll just see a car fly past, even though it's like maybe 300 meters down. It's crazy. But that's the beauty of Monaco, isn't it? You feel like you've entered the Formula One circuit, but you haven't. It's just a town. Is it a town?
City.
What is it, a city?
It's a principality.
Where does that rank? Is it between a town and a?
it's just a principality, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think Monaco is a town.
No, it's like not a country, but is a country. But the whole of Monaco is just Monaco. So it's weird, but it's an amazing place. It's just surreal. I obviously came here as a kid as well, so it's like this is like, to me, I was just speaking to my dad as well, and we, like, he's sending me pictures of when we went in like 2000, and I'm like, he was just saying like, can you imagine the journey that like we've been on and done this? It's like, it's mad. So this is going to be a very cool weekend.
Give us a bit more insight. You told me more insight off camera how it was quite actually emotional.
I was just chatting to my parents, and I was showing them like that we arrived in Monaco, and it was like just crazy to think that the first, yeah, like my dad saved up for a few years rather than us going to Silverstone, and we went to Monaco as our first race. To like, we had general admission, we stood up on the like the palace and saw like the whole track and stuff, and it's just like one of my early childhood memories, and I could never have imagined that this would be my job now. What on earth is life?
It is very surreal. That you're probably gathering from this podcast that yes, a lot of it is just us going wow the entire time, but that's kind of where we're at the moment. There's going to be plenty more to come. The itinerary is rather stacked, one of which we're going on the Red Bull Energy Station boat yacht thing, which is large.
Yes, it is crazy. I'm buzzing for that. I saw pictures of it, and I went on Red Bull's Instagram, and they were sharing pictures and videos, and I was like, we're going to be on that for like the race and stuff. Like, what on earth?
I don't really know. We're going to try and do lots of different things. We're not obviously going to be doing Twitch watch-alongs, because we've left our rooms, we've left our houses, which is very exciting, but we are going to try and do some special bits of insight when we can, and we might even go on live on Twitch, obviously not during a session, and kind of show you guys around a little bit of where we are, because we want to take you on this adventure, because I think everyone sort of, if you're listening, is... kind of understanding. We don't think we belong here, but no. We are somehow here, and the P1 pod is flying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we are the people that I hope you guys are enjoying as sort of like, we'd love the whole P1 family to be here, but we're kind of, I hope you can understand how like privileged it feels. And you know, you watch at home, a lot of people watch at home and they see these like, you know, celebrities going to races and stuff, and they're like, oh, they don't even care about F1. So for us, it's like we are still that kind of starry-eyed fans that are like, oh my god, this is amazing. And I never want that to not be the case.
It's funny, I think to kind of measure up how little I expect from things in terms of how much I'd actually feel like I deserve, maybe it's quite a negative thing, but even getting in the transfer and seeing a free bottle of water, I was like, oh, that's quite luxurious, isn't it? You know, yeah. Oh, let me hydrate myself on that. That's how my brain works. I'm like, is that for me?
Yeah, it's crazy. This will still never feel real, will it?
No, it won't. But I hope you have enjoyed this kind of insight into our little trips, because we'd love to do it moving forward as well, where, you know, say we do have to miss a Twitch watch along or we have to go away for a few days. We'd love to keep the podcast going as much as we can. We've invested in some equipment. Hopefully it's worked. DJ outside has stopped, so clearly wants us to continue with this podcast. But we want to keep you on the road, keep you informed. It's quite difficult to explain what's going on around us if we were to do like a live podcast walking around Monaco, like, oh, look, a building. You know, it's quite difficult to visualize that, but we're going to give you sort of daily rundowns of what's going on. And of course, give you the Formula One insight as well on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Funniest tweets will probably go out on the Monday when we come home, because we've got an early flight on the Monday morning.
We sure have.
I'll be back in my office at about 8:30.
For the content.
All for the content, baby. Anything else, Tommy, before we go? I don't feel like we've spoken much about Formula One, really.
The McLaren livery looks awesome.
Yes.
Not really mentioned that yet. I think Williams potentially even revealing one tomorrow, like a golf livery perhaps. But yeah, the McLaren one is very nice, especially as a motorsport history nerd that I am and a livery nerd. There's a lot of sort of nerdy things on there that they've put, because it's obviously their Le Mans winner, F1 winner and Indy winner combined, like mashed all into one livery, and it's very, very cool.
I actually think it looks really cool as well. Although I did see a meme of it basically looking like a cigarette.
Yeah. It is interesting, isn't it, that anyone that thought that Formula One teams couldn't run classic liveries and stuff because it would be sponsorship, I don't know, how would you say it, like a conflict of sponsors and stuff. Essentially, like, McLaren are sponsored by a rival company to the livery that they've kind of paid homage to. And just to go completely off the rails, if anyone knows the Le Mans winner that McLaren won, they're actually sponsored by a Japanese penis-enlarging company. So there you go.
I've actually seen that picture. I know you've made a meme out of it before. So I don't even need to ask you for a final thought, because I think that you cannot top that ever. So unless you have anything else to add. No, I feel like I have to say, Tommy, final thoughts. And even if you say no.
Okay, final thoughts are, I feel like I'm going to wake up any moment.
Perfect. Yeah, and my final thoughts are, it literally looks like some sort of Windows background screensaver thing that I'm looking at the window right now. Thank you, everybody, once again. I thank you all far too much, probably, for some people. I'll stop saying thank you, but I am genuinely so, so grateful for allowing this P1 venture to already go to Monaco within less than 4 months of launching. We cannot wait to give you more content, to give you more social stuff as well throughout the weekend. Please do follow us. It'll actually be on our personals, so it'll be Matty P1 and Tommy P1 if you want to go and see some bits and bobs from the weekend. And we'll see you tomorrow for another audio pod. Lots of love. Bye!
Bye! I'm waving. Also, that's another final thought. Someone posted on the video, if you're listening, they were from Finland, and they said that their 1 and 3-year-old are copying your bye, which I thought was really cute.
Okay, then let's try it right now. Send us another video. Bye.
Bye.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.